Now I'd like to declare the meeting, the first council meeting for the new term on Tuesday, the 22nd of October 2024, officially open. I would like to invite our Reverend Dylan from the Burwood Baptist Community Church to open with the council prayer. Can I ask you all, for those that are able, to please be upstanding?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let me congratulate those men and women who were elected and sworn in this afternoon to these roles. And it's a noble task that you have put your hand into. Thank you for the warm invitation for me to pray for this meeting. This is the third time I've been invited. I must be doing something right to be invited again. Praying for politicians is something that we don't take lightly. We do that regularly in our churches, and that's something that has been commended to us by Jesus to do, to pray for those who are in authority. So allow me to lead us in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we, the creator of the heavens and the earth, we thank you that in your wisdom and love, you gave this land to the Wangal people to care and nurture it for thousands of years. Now, as people from all over the world call this land their home, help us all to be good stewards of this land upon which we live. Father, we today thank you for the men and women whom you have chosen to serve our community in roles of leadership. Father, as these leaders work together, give them wisdom. We ask that you guide them to speak the truth respectfully to one another. Help them to show Christ-like love and humility to those they interact with. Help them to put the needs of others first, just like Jesus did. May the widow, the orphan, the refugee, the homeless, and the marginalized find care and protection in their hands. May you help them to be good stewards of the resources entrusted to them. Would you please give them ears to listen, hearts to be compassionate, minds to discern, and the ability to do the right thing. We pray for their families as well, to protect them and bless them. Lord, we are grateful for the council staff and for the work they do. Provide them with the knowledge needed to approach each situation in the best way possible. Once again, thank you, and we commend these men and women and these meetings to your hand. May you be honored. We pray all these in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Dylan, again, for your prayers. I'd also like to acknowledge the Wangal people as the traditional custodians on the land on which we meet and pay my respects to the elders, both past, present, and extend that respect to other First Nations people who may be present. I'll just remind councillors of your statement of ethical obligations, and you're reminded of your oath or affirmation of office under section 223A of the Local Government Act 1993, and your obligation under Council's Code of Conduct to disclose and appropriately manage conflicts of interest. I remind councillors and those in the gallery that our meetings of council and council committees are audio recorded for the purpose of assisting with the preparation of the meeting minutes and promoting public transparency, and they are promptly made available for public review via the council website. I also note that we have no apologies, which is a great start. So, okay. Declarations of interest. Do I have any disclosures? I need to disclose a declaration of interest, a pecuniary interest in item D56/24, which is the Croydon Housing Investigation Area. The nature of my interest is that I own property at 22 The Strand, Croydon. And because it's shown in that investigation map, I am going to remove myself from the meeting. Any other declarations of interest? Any declarations of political donations? I note there are no declarations of political donations. Confirmation of the minutes of the council meeting held on Tuesday, the 13th of August, 2024, prior to the council elections. It's been moved by Councillor Espar, seconded by Councillor Manner. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, I declare that carried unanimously. Excuse me. Councillors, I've got a Merrill minute, which I believe you have a copy there, which is item MM9/24, which is welcoming a new term of council. I was going to begin by acknowledging and welcoming the local government minister, the Honourable Ron Honig. But unfortunately, Ron was unable to attend tonight because Parliament is still sitting. So he has put in an apology, and so has our state member, Jason Yatsin Lee, who's been held up in Parliament. But I would like to pass on our thanks to the minister for his continued support and commitment to empowering local governments, and to thank him for wanting to be here with us tonight and for his support. The first council meeting of the term presents an opportunity to reflect on our achievements and the vision for the term ahead. It also provides a moment to recognise those whose support and efforts have been instrumental in reaching this point. I want to truly express my heartfelt gratitude to the community for placing their trust in myself and in our councillors once again. Your participation, engagement, and commitment to our shared vision is what makes this council strong and vibrant. To the newly elected and returning councillors, congratulations on your success, and I look forward to working closely with each of you in the coming term. I also want to take this opportunity to thank our general manager, our executive team, and council staff. Your consistent hard work and dedication has been invaluable, and your commitment to ensuring that we serve our community with excellence is deeply appreciated. As we move forward into this new term and approach the conclusion of the 150th anniversary of Burwood, I feel a sense of optimism and excitement. Together, we have the opportunity to build on the successes of the past and continue shaping a future for our community that is inclusive, sustainable, and thriving. I have no doubt that with the leadership of this new council and the unwavering support of our residents and staff and community, we will achieve great things. As Mayor of Burwood, it is a great honour to welcome you to be a part of Burwood's ongoing transformation. Let this new term be one of progress, unity, and a deepened commitment to the future of our community. Councillors, my Merrill Minute. Do I have any speakers? Councillor Manner?
Yep, I'd like to add further to say that congratulations to you, our mayor, our leader. The overwhelming response by the community, over 70%, to elect you as the popular elected mayor and your team. Congratulations to you and all the hard work and your leadership and vision, and the council staff and the GM and my fellow councillors.
Thank you, councillor. Any other councillors? Councillor Espar?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to say it's a great honour to be re-elected to council to serve a second term. It's a great privilege to be representative of the diversity that exists in our community across age, gender, and cultural background. I've been president of a multicultural advisory committee for the last 3 years and a committee member since 2017. So I hope to continue to work in this area to unlock the great potential that multiculturalism has to play in our community. And I'd just like to extend my congratulations to my fellow councillors and say thank you to our great staff here at council, our returning mayor for his great leadership. And I look forward to seeing the fruition of a lot of our vision and planning come into play this term. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Esper. Any other councillors? Councillor Hull, she looks.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I also want to congratulate my fellow councillors on their election. And above all, I want to thank the people of Burwood for electing each of us and for participating in their democracy, which is a very important thing to be doing. I consider it an honour and a privilege to serve this community, which in which I've lived all of my life. I want to rededicate myself to working with my fellow councillors to improve Burwood, make Burwood a better place to live, both for us and for our future generations, and to do the right thing by the people of Burwood, and to examine all future plans, you know, with a suitably critical eye, and to ensure that it truly is in the best interests of us all going forwards. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hull. Any other councillors wish to say? Councillor Butter.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Firstly, I'd like to congratulate you, Mr. Mayor, and my fellow councillors on being elected to Burwood Council. I really look forward to working with you collaboratively to make sure that our residents of the Burwood LGA receive the best services. As a resident of Croydon Park, I know that it is a great place to live, to raise a family, to work and socialise with friends and family, whether it is the Appian Way, the various parks we have, Henley Park or Wongle Park, or the numerous numbers of restaurants and eateries that we have in our areas. And not to mention, of course, the beloved Chinatown. I do say that Burwood LGA is a place for all. It is not just a place. I believe it is a destination. Back in 2002, when I did come to Australia as an international student from Nepal, I could have never imagined that one day I'd be sitting here as an elected Labor councillor in the Burwood Council. I'm grateful for this opportunity to run election with this remarkable Labor team led by our mayor, and it is definitely an esteemed honour and a privilege to be elected to this esteemed council. Being the first Nepali councillor elected to Burwood Council and the only Nepali to be elected in New South Wales, it is a significant milestone and a win for my Nepali community. As we know that the Nepali diaspora is increasing rapidly in Australia and particularly in the Burwood LGA, I do believe it, I feel a great sense of responsibility to represent them. But I want to reassure you that my commitment throughout the tenure will be to represent all our residents within the Burwood LGA. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
Welcome. Well done, Sekichi. Councillor Better. Councillor Yu, would you like to say something? Okay. Councillor Yang?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's a tremendous honour to stand before you today at my first council meeting, and congratulate to all the councillors and also the previous councillors who got elected, re-elected again. I want to thank everyone for coming today to this first council meeting. And I want to thank the council staff and executive for the amazing induction for us as a newly elected councillors. And then I want to thank my families as well, coming all the way from Taiwan. I have 4 mums, everyone, actually, because my mom's auntie, they always treated me as my mums. So being young, I always have a lot of love, which I really, really appreciated. Actually, in Australia, I also have a lot of mums, actually. I have Rafa down over there. I have Auntie Liz. I have Eileen from my colleagues in Tony Burke's office. I actually enjoy many, many things with them, and I'm very, very excited for this new journey. I also want to say a little bit of my background. I actually study politics at the University of Sydney. But study politics doesn't teach you how to be a good politician. It's actually all about listening and delivering. And I've been told well by Mr. Mayor. and also my state members, my bosses, my former bosses, Julia Finn, Jason Yetsenley, and also the Honourable Tony Burke MP. So I want to thank everyone again for coming, and I'm very, very looking forward for working with you all. And on actually, Bowood is a really good place, but I want to add my own value to make it better. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Yang. Councillor Yu.
I haven't prepared anything, but I did want to say hello to everyone. It's my first term on council, my first time putting up my hand for public office. I'm very proud to be a part of this area. I grew up in the area. I went to Bowood Public School, and I've seen it change for the better. And, you know, there are certainly things that we can improve on. I'd like to thank my mum and my family who are here today, my brothers. I'm sure they're very proud. We haven't had anyone in the family be elected to public office before, but I am certainly will take it very seriously and do a very good job in representing the community. Thank you.
So just in my right of reply, I want to thank all those family members, friends, visitors that are here to support our newly elected councillors and our returning councillors. I'd especially like to thank my wife, Julie, who's here, and my children, who some are still coming in from work. So I'm not sure if some of them will try to make the meeting, but it's very hard on families to have to, I guess, work around a mayor or a councillor. So I know they put up with a lot. So thank you, honey. Thanks. I know that the community takes me away sometime, but you've always been so supportive, and I appreciate that and the support and commitment that you give to our community as well. So thank you. I'd also like to thank Dylan, and I know Kel's here, who's a long-time friend and mentor. Thanks, Kel, for attending and always being there and providing guidance throughout my term on council, and for being here in a support role to all the councillors, whether they need to have a chat through challenging times sometimes, or people in our community. You do amazing jobs for people in our community as well as welcoming new migrants and new visitors that are here, and we've got a number of those that have been elected as first time councillors. So thank you once again. Councillors, my mural minute, I'll put it to a vote. All those in favour? Those against? I declare that carried unanimously. Thank you. Now we're moving to item 54/24, which is the election of Deputy Mayor. So I'll hand over to the General Manager, who will be the returning officer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So under Schedule 7 of the Local Government Regulations 2021, I'm appointed as returning officer for the election of the Deputy Mayor. So firstly, I think council must resolve to, in fact, elect a deputy mayor and the length of such term. If we could do that.
So councillors, there's a report on page 4. Do I have a move? It's been moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Espar. Determine the term, which is for 12 months usually. Any speakers? No. Speakers for, speakers against? Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And typically we run the election of the Deputy Mayor by nominations. I declare that I have received one formal nomination that's signed by two councillors, and that nomination is for Councillor George Manner. So I must ask whether any other councillors would like to put the nomination forward. And in that, given that we only have the one nomination, then I am pleased to declare Councillor George Manner as our Deputy Mayor. Congratulations, George.
Congratulations, Councillor Manner. Would you like to say?
I'd like to thank my fellow councillors here for all the support over the or the previous councillors for the support over the past 4 years where I was elected a deputy mayor, and again our new council team for having confidence to nominate me as the Deputy Mayor, as well as your nomination, Mr. Mayor. I'll continue to serve our community and work closely with our fellow councillors, and I look forward to working alongside you as our Mayor in achieving the best for our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Manang. Congratulations once again, and thank you for all your support. Next item is item 55/24, which is the filling of casual vacancy in the first 18 months. Be moved by Councillor Esbar with an amendment that it be so it's the recommendation is that it's pursuant to Local Government Act, build council for account back. I believe that part A is changed with your discussions, Councillor Esbar, that it be a by-election. Oh, sorry, were you moving that? It's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Esbar. So part A is that you notify, pursuant to section 2(1) of the Local Government Act, build council declares casual vacancies by occurring in the office of councillor within 18 months of the last ordinary election of councils, of councillors for the election on the 20th are to be filled by by-election. And B, that the general manager notify the New South Wales electoral speakers.
No, I'd like to advocate for a ballot for the community to actually elect, as they've elected their councillors, to continue to have that opportunity. As we've done so since my term, since 2012, that's been the case. I'll continue to support that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Manning. Any other speakers? Put the motion, all those in favour. Those against, declare that carried unanimously. On that, we're now moving to item 56/24, which is the exhibition of the draft Croydon Housing Investigation Area Master Plan. Thanks for your patience, Chris. To our community members. I'll ask Councillor Manor, the Deputy Mayor, to take the chair.
Right, leave it till the last one.
Okay.
Good evening, everyone. We now move to next item on agenda being 56/24, exhibition of the draft Croydon Housing Investigation Area Master Plan. But before we go into that, before we move into discussion, as we have done previously for these types of matters through the General Manager, I will ask the Director of City Strategy to provide a brief outline of the background, the key steps to date and the high level key principles which have informed the master plan's development.
Thanks, Ryan. Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor, and through you. In December 2023, the New South Wales government launched the Transport Orientated Development, or TOD, program to accelerate housing delivery across Greater Sydney in response to a housing crisis in Australia, targeting density around 38 stations, including Croydon. In response, council led a campaign to protect heritage conservation areas and secure time to explore alternative options. In April 2024, council was informed by the Minister's office that the Croydon's inclusion in the TOD program will be deferred for 9 months until January 2025, allowing council time to develop an alternative master plan. Immediately, council completed a community engagement process where an investigation area was identified. By June 2024, council endorsed that planning investigation area aimed at meeting the New South Wales government timelines. The plan before you tonight is the alternate master plan as provided, and it seeks to go out for community engagement, and it focuses development or density along the northern side of the rail corridor linking Croydon and Build town centres. It prioritises the protection of heritage and heritage conservation areas such as the Strand, Malvern Hill and Cintra Estate, focuses putting higher density development next to the Burwood Town Centre and looking to increase the quality of public open space in the public domain. Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan, for the summary. Councillors, do you have any questions to raise before we move forward with the recommendations?
Yes, I have some questions, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Firstly, can I ask, just regarding infrastructure, why is there no information about new infrastructure to be delivered, or that should be there to be considered to be delivered for the, you know, quite large increase in population that the Todd envisages? And I'm talking about in terms of, you know, police services, hospital services, ambulance, emergency services, electricity, water, etc. Why is that information not available for council and the public to consider as part of this process? Secondly, can I ask, I've got a couple of other questions. Yep, sure.
Right, councillor. Okay. So I'd like to direct to the director of city strategy to respond. That question has been raised on previous meetings, so I'm sure you've answered it, but go ahead and do it again.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor, and through you. The process for the Todd, the Department of Planning issued guidelines around the location and certain infrastructure demands, which they believe has already been met. As part of the stakeholder engagement program and the stakeholder engagement plan attached to the draft master plan, we will be seeking feedback from utility providers, police and other emergency services, including other agencies during the public exhibition period.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Another question?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Yes, I also wanted to ask, there's a statement on page 38 of the summary concerning what's described as the Railway South Precinct in the Croydon Todd, which which is the, you know, appears to be the approaching the Burwood end of Paisley Road there. states that the precinct, because it's has proximity to heritage areas such as Morven Hill, is not being included, but has been deferred for future consideration. Could I ask what exactly does that mean? And if this particular precinct is being considered for, you know, snap rezoning or higher density levels, can, you know, council elaborate on what it has in mind in respect of any potential snap rezoning for that particular part of the precinct?
So, Councillor Holt, I'm sorry, which section are we talking about? Page 38 or 39 of the agenda items?
Yeah, that's correct, Mr. Mayor, Deputy Mayor.
Yeah. So, Ryan, can you answer that?
Yes, through you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I believe we are referring to the structure plan, which refers to the railway south precinct on the plan. That area was included in the investigation area as a potential option. Through the investigations and the constraint analysis undertaken, and through our heritage consultants, it's been identified that area has quite a number of heritage items, including links into the heritage conservation area, and for all intents and purposes has been excluded from any rezoning or upzoning as part of this master plan process. And at this point, there is no consideration for further snap rezoning or high density in that location at this present time.
Thank you for that.
And one more question, or you've got a few questions?
A couple more.
Okay, so what I'll do, I'll take this question, Councillor Hull, then I'll just go around the table.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Thank you.
Excuse me. yes, my other question involves looking at the part of the precinct which is near Boundary Street and Webb Street. I note that, and looking at page 91, where there's a quite a clear diagram about building heights involved. I note that there are that there's provision in the plan for development around that area of Boundary Street for up to between 10 to 15 storey apartment blocks. It is quite close to Croydon Public School. I just wanted to ask, is there any overshadowing impacts on Croydon Public School envisaged here? And what's the nature of that, if that could be described, please?
Thank you, Councillor, for your question. Director, City Strategy, to respond.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I understand the area that you're referring to is the probably area highlighted in yellow, or it's between the railway corridor and Boundary Street. Is that correct? That area is actually already zoned 3-1 and a higher R1 zoning already. So that development yield can already occur for flat buildings in that area. In relation to the Croydon Public School and overshadowing, the development area is actually to the south. And so given the solar access angles, the overshadowing will be over the railway line and not over the school.
Thank you very much. Councillor Isabel.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I too have received some representation from residents and owners in the Railway South precinct, being the area located south of the rail corridor, expressing concerns given the large number of heritage properties present in the area. And I appreciate the Director of City Strategy's response. And given that, as nothing is proposed as part of the master plan in the area south of the rail corridor, would Council be able to remove this area from future stages of the master plan process tonight?
Through you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Simple answer is yes, we can.
Councillor Yang, your first question.
Thank you, Deputy
Mayor.
Yeah. Thank you, Deputy Mayor. And I have a question. So another priority for this council is the amenity and the design of the quality of our buildings. Could you please outline how the design excellence provisions will achieve across the master plan area?
For you, can you answer that one? Thank you.
Mr. Deputy Mayor, under Council's LEP, there's currently design excellence provisions. As part of the exhibited material, we are seeking to enhance those provisions to apply to the Croydon master plan area under design excellence, which would require consideration by Council's design review panel, and also implement for certain developments, say over 30 metres or the 8 or 9 storeys or greater, implement design competitions to improve the design quality of larger developments within the LGA. Also, these types of development forms would also be considered by Council's design review panel, which is a number of experts that Council employs from urban design and architecture to assist with improving the appearance and the workability of buildings within the LGA.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Your first question, Councillor Wu.
I know that you said that you can remove the Railway South precinct from the master plan. After hearing the residents speak about it tonight, is that something that can be done before it's released for public exhibition tomorrow, or is that something that's a later stage?
So if I could answer that, so possibly we could include that in the recommendations from some amendments. This is foreshadowed amendments to the recommendations. So is that right?
Through you, Mr. Deputy Mayor, we can have our consultants update the draft documents before they're released online.
Councillor Barter, you had a question. Thank you. Your first question.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I understand that one of the priorities for this master plan was to achieve an increase in public open space. So could we confirm the expected additional open space that would be created by the master plan? Thank you.
Thank you. Again, Ryan.
Through you, Mr. Deputy Mayor, as part of the master planning process, there is a proposal for about a little over 6,000 square metres of additional public space, open space, which includes four parks and five shared ways, which would have pedestrian and dwell spaces for people to congregate or sit. And in addition, we're also proposing improvements to the public domain, including road corridors and increased tree planting to improve that public domain and access paths for people to enjoy.
That's wonderful. Thank you. I have a question. So the existing master plan with all the area that's proposed to be developed, the work undertaken is preparing this draft has been extensive, right? In the staff's opinion, do you believe that the proposed yields under the draft master plan would meet the Department of Planning dwelling target requirements? So what they're asking for, can we achieve that?
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor, for the question. Throughout the last few weeks in preparation, we've been in regular contact with the Department of Planning regarding the proposal. In this regard, we have a high degree of confidence that the yield proposed will satisfy the department's requirements.
I have another question or a couple more questions, but I'll hand over to you, Councillor Hull, first.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I just have a question about the car parking spaces for the proposed new apartment developments. If, for example, I want to, purchase, say, so for example, a two-bedroom apartment, and I may have a car, even though, you know, I want to live near a railway station, I also want the flexibility of a car, as many, many, many people do who live in apartments. But if I want a two-bedroom apartment, it appears that I'm not entitled to a car space. Is that correct? And if so, why is that the case? And secondly, why is there apparently no provision for visitor parking within the apartment, the proposed development?
Councillor, could you ask which page or which parts of the report?
So I'm looking at the attachment one, part 6.6, I think it's page 116, and also there is some commentary about this on page 131, around, more reliance being placed on other modes of transport, and car parking rates, including maximum rates. Wondered if you could explain what that means for people who want to move into these apartments who might have cars and want a place to park them.
Are you able to answer that, Ryan?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. In relation to car parking rates, I guess the first point I'd make is this is transport orientated development where the focus is on providing development near railway stations such as Burwood Station and Croydon to increase the use of public transport. Also with the Metro Rail coming online in 2032, there's a number of opportunities for that. In relation to the car parking rates, these are rates which are calculated and the generation rate. So there will be car parking spaces available to within apartment buildings. There is a focus on trying to get people to use public transport, and the maximum car parking rates put in place to limit the impact on the road network and also to guide people to be using more public transport. In Burwood, our research indicates that we have a lower car ownership rate within our LGA than other parts of metropolitan Sydney, which indicates that people are using the public transport rather than vehicle ownership. I hope that answers the question.
Sorry, I have a supplementary question. So my question is, if I did have a car, where would I park it? And would I have to pay council for a car parking space near the apartment, proposed apartment development, or around the residential street?
We might have to take that question on notice.
Okay, thank you.
So I feel it's quite premature to answer a question like that, given it's currently, we're just looking at a master plan. It will be a choice, however, given that we are looking at a master plan for future development. It will be buildings that are not actually currently there. So I would suggest that it will probably be a choice of the customer that decides to purchase those units, or whether they're going to purchase them with a car spot or not.
Thank you, Councillor. I have a question in relation to Lucas Road. The draft master plan indicates that a heritage conservation area to the south of Lucas Road between Wamea Street and Albert Crescent, known as the Lucas Road Conservation Area, is excluded from the plan. Given that this small area is likely to be surrounded by apartments, buildings, could council liaise directly with the property owners during the exhibition period to gauge their sentiment regarding potential inclusion in the master plan?
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Yeah. Yes, we can liaise directly with those property owners.
Okay, follow-up question to that. If direct engagement with the property owners of the Lucas Road Heritage Conservation Area, which is currently excluded from the draft master plan, were to take place and positive sentiments for inclusion were received by the residents, what additional work would be required to update the master plan accordingly?
Mr. Deputy Mayor, we would have to undertake some built form modelling. We'd have to undertake some additional heritage review and check if there's any changes to the traffic or infrastructural modelling that we've already completed, and update the master plan documents accordingly.
Okay, so given that reply, in light of this, is it possible to request 3 months extension from the Department of Planning or the Minister to address any changes that may arise from the direct engagement with property owners of the Lucas Road Heritage Area, as well as the allow deeper engagement with the broader Croydon community?
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Throughout the last few weeks of preparation, we have been in contact with the department, and we've been advised that there is a fairly hard deadline, and we're continuing to look to meet that timeline, but a request can always be made.
Councillor Esper, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. The Strand is a much loved cafe and shopping precinct, and it's one of the key features of Croydon. Given the significant urban transformation expected from the New South Wales Government TOD program and the master plan, and in light of recent feedback received from the community about shop fronts and character standards for the area, would it be possible for council to consider the need to undertake a precinct specific study for the Strand to identify opportunities to strengthen character provisions while investing in creating a vibrant local centre into the future?
Ryan?
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Yes, but we would undertake that as a separate project to the current master plan exhibition.
Councillors, any further questions before I put the motion? Okay, do I move for the motion? Councillor Esper?
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Do I have a seconder? Sorry?
I'd like to move an amendment to the proposed resolution.
Right, okay.
As follows: 1, that council endorse the draft Croydon Housing Investigation Area Master Plan for the purposes of public exhibition. 2, that the draft Croydon Housing Investigation Area Master Plan be exhibited for a period of at least 28 days. 3, that a further report be presented to council in November 2024 to provide the outcomes of the public exhibition and subsequent recommendations and next steps with respect to the draft master plan. 4, that the area identified in the structure plan diagram within the draft Croydon master plan as the Railway South precinct is removed from the draft structure plan in the public exhibition documents. 5, that council commence direct engagement with landowners in Lucas Road conservation area, which is currently excluded from the draft structure plan, to gauge the sentiment regarding potential inclusion in the master plan. The post-exhibition report is to present an option for council's consideration on the inclusion of this area in the master plan. 6, that council commence a precinct-specific study for the Strand to identify opportunities to preserve and strengthen character provisions, including any necessary planning control amendments, while investing in creating a vibrant local centre into the future. The findings of this study, along with the recommendations for the next steps, are to be reported to Council for consideration at the March 2025 Council meeting. 7, that Council write to the New South Wales Minister for Planning and Public Spaces and the New South Wales Department of Planning, Housing and Infrastructure, requesting an extension of 3 months from January 2025 to finalise the documentation required for the gazettal of the Croydon Master Plan to allow Council to undertake additional and comprehensive community engagement.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder for that? Councillor Varda, second it. Do you want to speak for the motion and the amendments? So really 1, 2 and 3 stays the same. It's 4 to 7 that you've included.
Yes.
Okay, amend. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr Deputy Mayor. Just speaking to the motion, I'd like to say that I think it's important we find a balance between providing housing within our community but also maintaining the unique character of our suburbs, particularly Croydon, in which we have fought very hard to save and in order to protect its very unique character. I would like to commend Council on the insight, effort, analysis and overall quality of the master plan. And following through with this sentiment, we must continue with good, well thought out, well balanced and well engaged planning in our LGA. Hearing from some of our residents tonight reiterates the importance of all of this. So let's listen to our community and let's do the planning properly to deliver the best outcomes for our area now and for future generations. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Barda, do you want to say anything in regard to that?
Yeah, I'd just like to add to that I second the motion. The plan has been put together by consultants on behalf of the Burwood Council, and we are endorsing it to go to our residents for exhibitions with our proposed amendments. While we are confident that we will meet the government deadline, I think it is justified to request the additional time frame in order to provide our residents with the opportunities should the need arise for further consultation. And finally, I just want to say that I think it is a great win for our residents in Croydon. Thank you.
Councillors, the amendments are up on the screen for you to look at. So if there's anything that you'd like to discuss before I put the motion and the amended motion.
Yes, Mr Deputy Mayor. My understanding of this precinct study that we're examining tonight is that it wasn't going to include Lucas Road or the Strand. I appreciate to some degree Councillor Pascal's concerns about those areas. But the concerns being raised by residents, as I understand it, is that they're concerned about the potential for proposing snap rezoning in those areas. They're concerned about preserving heritage in those areas. This is a proposal for snap rezoning of density heights and the developments that are described in the report, which is geared towards higher density in these areas, as I understand it. Therefore, I don't see the justification for including the Strand or Lucas Road in this study or this precinct. This was not originally included. I don't see the justification. I think these areas should be left alone, frankly. If members of the public have recommendations or feedback or proposals they want to put to us, I'd certainly be interested to hear them. But I don't think this should be coming from us. It should be coming from residents if they want that. So I object to those amendments being put in.
Thank you, Councillor Hull. Just to reiterate, that Lucas Road conservation area is for communication with the local people to see what they want, correct?
Yes.
That's right. That's what it's about, Councillor. Any further questions before I put the motion and the amendments? Okay. I'll put the motion. Those for the motion, the amendments. Councillor Wu, Councillor Espar, Councillor Yang, Councillor Barta, and Councillor Manor. Those against the amendments, Councillor Holt. Thank you very much for your involvement and your debate in this very important issue. The motion is carried. Thank you. Sorry, thank you very much for everyone in the gallery here too, for coming along and listening to us. Thank you. We won't be long. The mayor should come very soon. So, councillors, next item is item 57/24, which is Local Government New South Wales Annual Conference. I believe the delegates are the, it's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Espar, the delegates to be the Mayor and Deputy Mayor. The other thing is, councillors, we invite all councillors that wish to attend just to advise. So everyone's welcome to attend. So we endorse, I believe the recommendation says that we can send any councillor that wishes to attend, and the voting delegates will be the mayor and deputy mayor. Speakers for, against, put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. 58/24, which is the council meeting briefing dates for 24 and 25, been moved by Councillor Yang, seconded by Councillor Hull. Put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. 59/24, moved by Councillor Batter, seconded by Councillor Wu.
Speakers for, against, put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. And item 60/24, being moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Batter. Put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. And that was your very first council meeting for the new councillors. Wasn't as hard and as scary as you were telling me, Councillor Batter. See, it was very easy. And Councillor Yang. And Councillor Wu. So welcome again and congratulations to all the councillors. Thanks to the gallery and family and friends for attending. I now declare the meeting closed.